Track 4, fighting fund set up to battle for healthcare. A £40,000 fighting fund has been launched by campaigners battling to preserve crucial Torbay hospital services. If we want to keep our hospital, we need to act together, Torbay Heart campaign chair Susan Colley told supporters during a meeting at Torquay's Grand Hotel. It's up to you to help us retain our hospital and save our lives. Around 300 people packed into the Grand for a meeting called by the Heart campaign to plan its next move in response to fears for the future of care. The local integrated care board had been due to send a representative to discuss its five-year plan, which campaigners fear will mean heart attack patients having to travel to hospital in Exeter rather than Torbay. People will die, said one member of the Grand Hotel audience. That's the bottom line. But the ICB changed its mind and did not send a representative, citing the restrictions placed on public bodies during pre-election periods. There are council elections in Exeter and Plymouth next month, although none in Torbay. An angry Susie Colley told the meeting, "They're too scared to come, they've run a mile." Mrs. Colley said the ICB's five-year plan lacked transparency and clarity and should be explained to the public. We are seeing services and departments quietly move to Exeter and vacant posts not being filled. There are concerns that Torbay's accident and emergency department could close at weekends. We can't just stand by and watch our hospital being gradually reduced service by service and post by post. Our services are being eroded in a quiet and sinister manner. Tonight we draw the line. Mrs. Colley shared the platform with retired consultant cardiologist Dr. Phil Keeling, who warned that losing cardiology services in Torbay would lead to other departments being closed or moved. The meeting also heard how a 10-year public campaign in Huddersfield had fought plans by the local ICB to move accident and emergency services. "It's about time we started legal action here," said Mrs. Colley. "We will need a lot of cash if we want to save our hospital. The Heart campaign cannot do this by themselves." In a statement, a spokesperson for NHS Devon Integrated Care Board explained the board's absence from the meeting. It said, "While the meeting is taking place in Torbay, the one plan for Devon relates to health and care services across Devon, including areas where local elections are taking place. Given the level of public interest and the likelihood of wider media coverage, NHS Devon is unable to attend public meetings during the pre-election period in line with restrictions that apply to public bodies." The statement went on to say that the ICB wanted to reassure people that it was fully committed to ongoing engagement with local people over the summer.
Source of sewage spill identified. The source of the significant sewage spill at Tynmouth has been identified, according to the Environment Agency. The pollution incident at Gales Hill, first reported by members of environment group Friends of the River Teen, has been ongoing for more than 2 weeks. Investigations by South West Water and the EA have been ongoing since signs of sewage debris were seen floating from a culvert into the river. Water testing by the group indicated very high levels of E. coli. An alert was quickly issued following the incident warning against bathing in Sholdon on the opposite side of the River Teen, which is the designated bathing beach likely to be affected. An Environment Agency spokesperson said, "The source of the pollution has been identified as a leak from a foul sewer into a surface water drain, and South West Water are completing repairs. We will remove our advice against bathing 24 hours after we have confirmed that the pollution has stopped. We are working with the Environment Agency and our teams have completed the repairs at Tynmouth and we are aiming to reinstate the road next week. Friends of the River Teen have welcomed confirmation that the source of the pollution incident at Gales Hill has now been identified. The group has described it as a significant incident which was very damaging to the local community as Sholdon Beach had been closed over the Easter holidays."
Developers must pay for more GP access. Under pressure, GP surgeries in Teignbridge have coped with nearly 1,000 new homes each across the district in the last decade, new figures reveal. Now, Newton Abbott's Liberal Democrat MP Martin Wrigley, is backing a plan to hold developers' feet to the fire and ensure that all new developments in the area come with new or expanded doctors' surgeries. An extra 939 homes have been added for each GP surgery in Teignbridge since 2015, an increase of almost 25%. Lib Dem analysis also shows that 1,300 surgeries have closed across the country over the same period. Mr. Wrigley said he wanted new or expanded surgeries to be up and running in areas of new development as soon as the first homes are sold. Developers in Teignbridge would be required to not only fund new facilities, but also to guarantee the GP surgery contract or the cost of salaried GPs while new residents are still moving in. Our area badly needs investment in local services, including GPs, to cut waiting times and get people the care they desperately need. In communities across the country, such as ours, when new housing is built, GPs are promised but not delivered, and this must end.
Volunteers remove mattress dumped in Brook. A mattress and a set of car seats have been found dumped in the Brook in Dawlish. Volunteers from Wade Waterways around Dawlish Environment were joined by members of Dawlish Chamber of Trade for the clear-up. The sodden mattress and the set of car seats were eventually removed. A Chamber of Trade spokesman said, "We don't know who thought it was a good idea to dump a mattress and a set of car seats in our lovely waterway, but with a bit of brute force, it has now been released from its watery prison and is no longer polluting our beautiful brook." The joint operation also involved Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James and Tony Liddington to promenade promotions. Wade volunteers have recently cleared the brook of branches and debris, including a gas canister and an exercise book.